And on the KSRO live line with us is Stephen Blank. He is an American Foreign Policy Council expert on Russia and the former Soviet Union. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
So the president has a lot to say, of course, about the charges and the indictments that were handed down against the Russians by Robert Mueller. For one thing, he says it's Obama's fault that his sanctions against the Russians at the time were not enough. Your opinion on this?
If Obama's sanctions were not enough, what has Trump done? He's just looking for a way out of the impasse that he has put himself into. He has said so many contradictory and untrue things so far that really paying too much attention to these tweets is counterproductive. It really doesn't advance your understanding of what's going on. I think he's just looking to throw sand at the investigation and distract people from what it really says, because he's done nothing to protect the United States against what is continuing to be the Russian information war on the democratic system.
So maybe the president doesn't believe there was a whole Russian hacking thing, but nevertheless, the Justice Department did indict 13 Russians on charges of interference in the election. Is there anything that you saw as an expert that the layman did not get out of the indictments last week?
Well, I think you have to realize this is just part of the iceberg. For the moment, it may be the only part that's above water and that's visible. But the fact is that there were multiple Russian efforts synchronized from the Kremlin to attack the United States and intervene in our elections. The cases referred to in Mueller's latest indictment are only some of those. If you look at, for example, at the cases involving Papadopoulos and Manafort, among others, and Flynn, who've already been indicted, it's very clear that the Russians were trying every way they could to gain access to the Trump campaign and then administration, and to corrupt key players and institutions, and to incite the U.S.
Are there, Stephen, more charges being leveled against some of those folks like Paul Manafort in order to ensure that they do as much talking about it to the feds as the feds want them to?
Well, I think there will be many more indictments leveled against a whole bunch of people, not just to get them to talk, but in order to expose what they did. I think that's pretty clear that there's an awful lot of room here for investigation, and I think Mueller is moving forward. I think this is just the beginning, not the end.
So what is the end game, obviously, here with Russia and the United States? I mean, H.R. McMaster's, one of Donald Trump's cabinet members or a security advisor, came out and said, yeah, Russia did it. Trump has yet to say it. Well, what will happen between the two countries?
I don't think you can predict what's going to happen, because we don't know how these investigations are going to end. But it's very clear that Mr. Putin declared war, so to speak, on the United States several years ago. And I don't think this is going to change until either there is a decisive information victory, if such a thing is possible even, or until there's regime change in Russia.
Stephen, does this investigation by Robert Mueller, does this kind of investigation have any kind of expiration date?
Not as far as I know. You know, it depends on the terms of the investigation as was set up under the Justice Department. And Mueller clearly has a very broad operating mandate. And I think he's uncovered enough to show that there were lots of crimes and lots of different kinds of activities going on to interfere in our election, and that they're still continuing.
Is there some sort of end game, though? Because Trump has said that he believes Putin, that they did not hack us, but yet he doesn't believe sort of our intelligence community. Could he be doing some sort of long runaround that maybe we'll have a win for us in the end?
I don't think Trump's capabilities extend to that kind of long-term strategic planning. But the end is nowhere in sight.
Well, that is something.
The investigation might come to an end, but not the criminal proceedings afterwards.
Yeah, it's going to be a long-term investment, that is for sure. Stephen, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
That is Stephen Blank. He is an American Foreign Policy Council expert on Russia and the former Soviet Union.